In the studio, Oliver from the XX. Hello, sir.
Hello, how's it going?
I'm doing very, very well. Welcome back to Australia, sir.
Thank you very, very much. We're happy to be here.
Yeah, and doing such cool shows. And it's such a beautiful time. You've arrived. The sun is still shining in a lot of Australia compared to the snow in London.
Yes, yeah, it's a definite, you know, climate shock. But, yeah, it's been awesome. You know, we've spent a day at the beach.
Yeah, if people were in Fremantle over the Easter long weekend, they may well have seen your bodies.
Yeah, and Romy hiding under a tree somewhere, yeah.
Is that what she has to do in our sun? There's no ozone layer in Fremantle. It's not her fault.
Yeah, and bearing in mind she is a ghost, yeah, it's pretty hard for her.
Now, over the weekend also, as well as Easter, was April Fool's Day yesterday. A lot of stupid, you know, I remember Google put up an ad saying that there was Google Smell now. You could search things by sense of smell. It's brilliant. Bring Me the Horizon, UK metalcore band, reckon they're putting out a Sandpit Turtle, which is the phonetic pronunciation of their band, of their album name.
Nice.
Did you get up to any sweet April Fool's Day action?
I was a bit unaware for quite a bit, but I did one on my mum. I got like a telling off text message from her saying, you know, why hadn't I let her know I got to Australia? Okay, just sent her a text back saying I'd been detained at customs for the past 2 days, and I got like a nervous call straight back, and yeah, she didn't really take it very well.
Wow, did you? You know, continue the ruse any further?
No. I heard the like sheer panic in her voice and decided to drop it. Yeah.
I think that's fair enough. Oh dear. Lucy Carter, one of our newsreaders, actually texted her mum saying that she'd been posted to North Korea. So along a similar vein as your lies to your mother, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, edging on cruel, but yeah.
If my mum's listening, everything's fine, just so you know. I'll give you a call soon. So apart from being detained at customs, as your mum thought happened, it must feel good to be playing these gigs. How was last night, the first show in Perth?
It was awesome. You know, it was our first ever, like, own show in Perth. The only other time we'd played had been Laneway, and it was a pretty, you know, fly-in, brief visit. So it's been awesome. We've been here since Saturday, and we've got another show tonight. Really fun. We really enjoyed it.
And these two shows are the last club-sized venues of the tour, and then you've got all these giant venues, 5,000 and 6,000-seater venues. How did it feel to be over the other side of the world and hearing about these, you know, 5,000 to 6,000-seater venues selling out in 15 minutes, the ones that have sold out?
Pretty mind-blowing, really mind-blowing. I remember how shocked we were when we came to Australia for the first time playing Laneway, you know, at like 2 in the afternoon, and just about, you know, 800 people coming to see us. That was kind of a big thing to process for us. So to be coming back and playing these big shows and them selling out is, incredible. We're so grateful.
I'm talking to Oliver from the XX on Triple J. He's one of the tunes that probably helped with those number of people. This is Angels on Triple J from Coexist.
Being as in love.
On Triple J, number 19 in the hottest 100 of last year. That is the XX and Angels. Oliver from the XX in the studio. Congratulations on that.
Cheers, man.
Top 20. Pretty damn sweet.
Very grateful, yeah.
Now, you guys are here touring for Triple J for the next week, and then you're going to be hearing Jamie doing a very special mix on Louis' show in the next couple of weeks as well. And you guys doing these big shows. Duncan sent us a text, road tripping back from the southwest coast of WA just in time for the XX concert tonight. Getting pumped, says Duncan. Is good. Is pumped the important? Is that necessary?
Get pumped. Do you know what? Any kind of pumpness is appreciated. Yeah.
Josh is on the line from Perth. Josh, you went last night to the first of the two Metro City shows. Anything you want to say to Oliver?
Yo, man. How you going?
Good, thanks, man. How are you?
Last night was just absolutely mesmerizing. I haven't seen a concert like that forever. It was like being made love to by this gentle, all-powerful, embracing demigod for an hour. I was just so impressed, man.
Wow, the big words. Yeah, I don't know what to say to that. I really appreciate it.
You guys are the holy trinity.
it was incredible. And like huge props for Jaguar Mar as well. Never heard of them before, and they were just mind-blowing, eh?
Yeah, they blew me away as well. That was my first time seeing them live. Yeah. I'm really glad you enjoyed it, man.
No, it was incredible. Dude, if you could say my girlfriend's name on air, she would absolutely melt. I would have brownie points for the next 2 years packed.
All right, let's do it.
Carlia Jamieson, and I want it in that deep, luscious tone.
Okay. Good morning, Carlia. Wait. I've got to get this right. Carlia Jamieson.
Jamieson. It's not Jamieson.
Okay.
I've made that mistake.
Okay. Hello, Carlia Jamieson. Big love from the XX.
You are a legend, mate. Thanks so much for that.
No worries. Nice speaking to you.
Have a good one, Josh.
See you later.
Oh, dear. I think Jaguar Ma, he's doing all of these shows, John Omar and that, and he's doing some shows around the tour as well. It's pretty
yes.
cool.
Yes. Yeah.
And hello to Carly Jamieson. That's great.
Yeah, Carly Jamieson, amazing.
Jaguar Ma are kind of blowing up overseas too at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah, they've just come back. They're in the same kind of jet lag boat as us. They've just got back from the UK from playing with Foles. So, it's awesome.
Oliver from the XX in the studio. We just got a text from Tina and Alan. Angels was our wedding waltz song.
That's the highest of compliments. Thank you.
How could you imagine you could waltz to that, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Have you heard that sort of thing before?
Do you know what? Someone has said that they walked down the aisle to Angels, which was, it's one of those things you don't really know what to say to. But
To reach out to maybe Adam Sandler and get him to do it in the wedding singer kind of style. Or Steve Buscemi doing it. That would be sweet. That'd
be pretty awesome.
Now, you guys, you're doing these massive shows in Australia. You got Metro City tonight. It's a sold-out show. You got Festival Hall Thursday and Friday. There's some tickets left to the second one of those. Horden Pavilion Saturday and Sunday. Still some tickets left to one of those. And then the Brisbane Convention Centre. And you've played Brixton Academy last year, which would be pretty amazing to play. But now you've curated your own little mini festival.
Yes. Yeah. It's around Europe. We're doing one in Berlin, one in Portugal, and one in London. And yeah, it's been brilliant, you know.
You got to choose the bands and everything?
Yeah. You know, it's fair to say we're control freaks. So we're being given like our own kind of canvas then to make our like ideal show, down to the food and drinks that are served, and our favorite bands and DJs. It's been incredible.
I did see you said it's more than just music. Locally sourced food stalls and shops. Now, are you guys personally overseeing that? Are you going to be flying into Lisbon and checking that the food is correct and local?
Yeah, did that last week. Yeah, we've got friends out there. We've got
that's awesome.
From Barakas and Samus helping us. So it's been awesome.
That is a good position to be in. You're doing that. That's going to
be
awesome. Now we said that Jamie's going to be doing a mix of Triple J soon. You're in chatting now, and apparently Romy, you said, is out maybe writing some music now.
They're both. Jamie's at the hotel right now working on his mix, and I think Romy is in the same room. You know, we're just trying to keep creative while on tour. That was like our biggest problem on the first album. You know, we went out on tour and we weren't writing, so we got a bit frustrated. So our big aim is to just keep writing and have that outlet.
Right. So, and you've managed to do this on the road now this time?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You know, we have like bare skeletons of songs, but.
Bear skeletons would be big skeletons because bears are big animals.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Frail skeletons. Then.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That's all we're getting. People are ringing in. They don't like that. Sorry about that. But so you're just doing that in the hotel room, you know, with computers and stuff and little instruments.
Yeah. Just you know, every venue we're in, we're trying to set up like an extra room with our instruments and a basic recording setup.
That's good. And you got bloody Jaguar Ma playing on stage, disturbing you while you're trying to do everything.
Yeah, you know, rattling the whole venue with their sub. Yeah.
Oh, great. So these songs aren't for the stage yet. They're just, as you said, the bare bones.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Nice. Are you going to be doing that Beyonce cover that you guys did in Texas?
I think that was a one-off, to be honest. You know, when in Texas and on Valentine's Day, pick our favorite Texan artists, you know.
Good point.
A love song of theirs, and yeah.
Missing You, written by Frank Ocean.
Written by Frank Ocean, lovely. Who we also love, yeah.
Well, do you have any time to do anything else while you're in Australia? Any plans for anything else?
I'm gonna, you know, beaches and sun are a real novelty for us, so we're just gonna... And every visit we've done to Australia has been really fleeting, and, you know, it's been hard to see anything else than the venue or the hotel. But this tour's a lot more relaxed. Like, we've got a day off in Melbourne tomorrow, so just walk around and get to know the city a bit more.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. That's, well, do that. And if you are hanging around in Melbourne, maybe Katie might see you. She's just texted in, see you on Thursday night in Melbourne from your biggest fan, Katie. She's going to be there. There you go.
Cheers, Katie.
As are many other people as well. Oh, Carly's very jealous that she can't be at your gig in Perth tonight. That's okay. You get to hear Oliver right now on Triple J. Hey, Oliver, thanks heaps, man. Say good day to Romy and to Jamie. We'll hear Jamie's mix in the next coming weeks on Louis' show and have a ball at all these great gigs.
Awesome, man. Really appreciate it. Cheers, nice man. Speaking to you.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.